Hey, freedom seekers, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Lindsay Sutherland, your business system strategist. I help service-based business owners turn their daily chaos into streamlined systems so they can scale without burnout, finally work less, and actually live the freedom they started their business for. It's Friday, which means it's time for our weekly recap and a crucial mindset shift that could transform your business immediately. This week, we've been talking about systems, from choosing the right CRM to plugging revenue leaks to selecting software that grows with you. But today's mindset shift is about something I've been seeing a little too often lately. Business owners with websites and marketing that's packed with information but converts absolutely nobody. Here's the truth. Information does not equal value. And if your marketing copy reads like a feature list instead of a transformational story, you're leaving money on the table every day. Let's dive in with a quick recap this week's episodes because they are all working together to build a stronger, more systematic business. On Tuesday, we dived into how to research a CRM without getting bamboozled. We talked about avoiding shiny object syndrome when choosing a CRM. The key takeaway, don't get distracted by flashy features that you'll never use or just use and miss out on something also that's really important. Instead, focus on the core functionality that matches how you actually work with clients. Wednesday, the revenue leak audit. This was eye-opening for a lot of you. We discovered that the average service business is hemorrhaging 15 to 25% of their revenue through invisible leaks like scope creep, time tracking gaps, and unlimited revisions. The big insight, you might not need more clients, you might just need better systems to keep the money you're already earning. And lastly, but yesterday, how to choose software that grows with you. We introduced the scale framework, a simple way to evaluate software before you commit. Scalability, customization, API integration, learning curve, and exit strategy. The main point, stop choosing software for where you are today and start choosing for where you want to be tomorrow. Your action items are all laid out in the episodes to help you guide you on your journey. Now, all of these episodes have been about building better systems, but systems don't matter if your marketing isn't bringing in clients. And that's where today's mindset shift comes in. The mindset shift is information does not equal value. This comes up a lot when we're talking about systems and automation. We're talking about funnels and getting funnels to convert. So I spend a lot of time looking at websites, and it just seems like this week there's been a lot of websites that are cluttered with paragraphs of text explaining every single feature or just listing out every single feature. Service pages that read like instruction manuals, course descriptions that list every module, every worksheet, every bonus, and don't really tell you why you should care. Here's what's happening. If this is what's going on in your marketing, you're giving people information when what they actually want is transformation. When someone lands on your website, they're not thinking, I wonder what's included in this program. They're thinking, will this solve my problem? Will this make my life better? And maybe after you answer those two questions, then they might ask what's included. But those two questions must be answered first before anybody cares about the next step. But instead of answering that question, most business owners bury it under a mountain of features and details. Why does this happen to smart business owners? Honestly, I have to say, it actually happens to really brilliant business owners. And I get it. You're an expert. You know so much about what you do and you want to share all of it because it's like your passion. You think if I just explain everything thoroughly, they'll see the value. Or maybe you're scared that you haven't provided enough information. So you keep adding more details, more features, and more explanations. Maybe you've looked at your competitors and tried to match their features list thinking, well, they mentioned 15 things, so I'll mention 20. But here's the problem. When you explain everything, you sell nothing. Confused prospects don't buy. Overwhelmed prospects definitely don't buy. And what else you've done in some cases is just created a shopping list so people can go compare you because now you've laid out everything you're doing. And have you ever noticed how people will come onto your website, maybe download a freebie and not buy from you, but then follow up later and you find out they bought from someone else? Someone else who doesn't even offer the amazing robustness that you have. It's because the other person sold them on the dream, on the transformation, and not necessarily just on what's under the hood, so to speak. Today, I'm going to break it down for you how to be like the competitor who's selling services to your clients or to your potential clients. Okay. So let's start this out. Instead of giving them information, focus on painting pictures. Don't tell them what your services include. Help them visualize what their life will look like with each problem solved. Don't list the features of your course. Help them see themselves as the person who has completed it. Don't explain your process. Help them imagine the outcome. Here's the shift. Move from explaining what you do to helping them experience what they get. Your prospects don't buy your features. They don't even buy your benefits. They buy better versions of themselves. Let me show you a difference with some real life examples. Here's a course description before. This 8-module course includes 12 video lessons, 15 worksheets, 3 bonus trainings, email templates, and a private Facebook group, plus a monthly Q&A call so you can get your questions answered. That is all just information. It tells me what's in the box, but not why I want the box. Here's the transformation. Imagine ending your workday at 5 p.m. knowing every client is handled, every project is on track, and your business runs smoothly without you constantly putting out fires. That's what happens when you have the right system in place. And that's the transformation you'll experience after you complete this 8-module course. So we could still say that it's 8 modules, but we don't have to explain all the details that come with it. In the first explanation, your reader is just seeing a to-do list. In fact, it's painting a picture of, ugh, that's a lot of work. Versus in the second one, they're seeing the beauty of what their life could be like after they finish. So how do you paint this picture? Well, let me break it down for you in a framework because you know I like frameworks. Step one, identify the before state. So before you can paint the after picture, you need to understand the before picture clearly. What keeps your client up at night? What's the reoccurring frustration they face every day? How do they feel about this problem? So for example, you're tired of working until 9 p.m. every night, feeling like your business owns you instead of serving you. You started this business for freedom, but instead you feel more trapped than ever. Get specific about your client's emotional state. Tired, overwhelmed, frustrated, stuck. The more clearly you can articulate their current reality, the more powerful your after picture becomes. Step two, paint the after state. Now, paint the picture of the new reality. What does life look like with the problem solved? How do they feel? The emotional key to this is really important. But also get specific about the feelings. So don't just say you'll have more time. Paint the actual picture. Instead, you'll leave the office at 5 p.m., have dinner with your family without checking your phone, and wake up on Monday morning excited about your business instead of dreading your to-do list. Help them taste what transformation feels like. Use sensory language. Let them visualize the specific moments and emotions of their new life. Step three, bridge the gap. Your product or service is the bridge between their before state and their after state. But don't spend most of your copy explaining the bridge, meaning like the steps they have to take to get there. Spend it painting the destination. Look, we don't buy a trip to the Bahamas because we want to take the boat ride, right? Unless you're my husband, he loves to like cruises. He could stay on the boat the whole time. I just want to get there. Keep the bridge explanation simple. Don't list every feature. Focus on the key transformation mechanism. So for example, the Business Freedom System gives you the exact client management process and automation tools to run your service business without working nights and weekends. That's it. Simple, clear, focused. Use their language, not your language. Speak how your ideal client speaks, not how you speak in your industry, or even how you speak in your own mind. The people who are buying from you are not necessarily like you in that They don't buy the same way. There's multiple personality types, and the majority of them don't buy for information. That's just a sliver of personality types that do that. Okay, now I'm going to give you a framework to test your marketing. So here's the visualization test. Read your copy out loud. Can you actually picture the transformation? Does it create a clear mental image, or does it just create understanding? Try the friend test. Show your copy to someone who's not in your industry. Can they understand what life would be like for your client after working with you? Check the emotion factor. Does your copy create excitement, or does it just create comprehension? Information creates comprehension. Pictures create excitement. Finally, the action response test. After reading your copy, do you feel compelled to take the next step, or do you just feel informed? Here are some common conversion killers to avoid. Wall of text syndrome. So paragraphs that go on and on and on without breaks. People scan. They don't read novels. I just landed on somebody's website the other day. This happened like this week, and I was really excited to check her out. I forgot where I saw her, if it was Facebook or Alignable. And as soon as I got to her website, I was bored. I was like, whoop, off. I'm like, whoop, I don't know. There was just something that changed for me. But her whole website, what I noticed was her whole website was text and like a few pictures. It was not worth, it didn't intrigue me long enough to even find out more about her. The other conversion killer is featuring laundry list, bullet points of what's included instead of what changes for them. So if your bullet points are about what is included rather than what's in it for them, think about that and change it. Industry jargon. Are you using a lot of terms your clients don't use or don't understand? Also, here's a big one, and it like almost deserves its whole episode. Multiple offer confusion. Simplify your product ladder. Honestly, I think I am going to do a whole nother episode because this is just like one big ball of confusion. When you present too many options, you might think it's adding more value. You're like, hey, this is a great way for people to do more for me or do with me. It's the opposite. They don't know how to do anything with you, and they're confused because now you're putting the onus of choice on their lap, and they're like, well, which offer do I choose? Which one's right for me? It's too much pressure, and people will just leave your website. Another thing to look at is your call to action. Learn more doesn't create a sense of urgency. Get started transforming your business does. The other thing to look at is fear of missing out. What are they going to miss out on if they don't take action today? If they leave your website and go to somebody else, what are they missing by not working with you? Remember, confused prospects don't convert. Overwhelmed prospects definitely don't convert. All right, here's your assignment for the weekend. No. I'm just kidding. I don't want you to have any work over the weekend. But here is something you can do when you're ready. Put it on your calendar for next week. Pick one piece of your marketing, your main sales page, your service description, your about page, whatever you think is getting the most traffic. And if you don't know, look at your analytics. So do the before and after exercise. Write out your ideal client's current frustration in detail and then their current or their desired destination in detail. Now rewrite one section of that page. And guys, obviously with AI, there's so much help here. You can, if you're not good with words, just put it in, put your layman's description into AI and let it do the beauty of fancy, wording, and then tweak it from there. Then test the feeling. After you rewrite it, does it make you excited about the outcome? If you're not excited about reading your own copy, probably not going to get anybody else excited either. All right, let's just take this one little step deeper. Rather than just focusing on your whole website as a whole, let's look at headlines, service descriptions, about pages, call to action. These four key areas, if you focus on these four key areas, you will see an uptick in conversions just right away. Change your headlines from what you do to what you get. So instead of social media management services, try finally social media that brings you clients while you sleep. In your service descriptions, start with the outcome, then briefly mention the how. Stop working weekends and start scaling your business with our client management system. On about pages, focus on client transformation, not your credentials. I have to tell you, I was studying a coach that I've worked with in the past. I was watching some video marketing that she did, and I was literally taking notes on her framework of, I was like reverse engineering her sales copy. And it blew my mind at the part where she introduced herself. She literally said like one or two sentences about herself, and then all of a sudden was talking to you, the observer. And I had to listen to it twice because it was so good. She did it so smoothly, I almost didn't even catch it. So that's my point here. Focus on the client transformation, not your credentials. People care more about what you can do for them than where you went to school. Call to actions. Use words that connect to the outcome. Start building your freedom business instead of contact us or learn more. Closing call to action. Here's the reality. Information creates understanding, but visualization creates action. Your prospects have plenty of information already. What they need is to see themselves in a better future and believe that you are the one that's going to get them there. If you're looking at your website copy right now and realizing that this isn't converting because it's all information and no transformation, I'm happy to help you. We do offer marketing funnel audits where we identify exactly why your copy isn't converting and give you specific changes you can increase in those con in the, to increase those conversions. So look in the description below for consultation with our team, and we'll evaluate your funnel with you and show you exactly what you can change to turn it into more buyers and less browsers. Remember, your prospects don't buy features, they don't even buy benefits. They buy better versions of themselves. Okay, my friends, thanks for listening. I hope you have a great weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday with another episode to help you build that freedom business you're dreaming of.